If you're grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're being a concerned citizen. A public message from the firefighters of Somerville and the WFMO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
It's WMFO Medford. Dad, he's doing a PSA. He's like, who's he talking to? He's like, he's doing a PSA.
Hey, that,
did you get it in?
That actually kills my idea of getting Dad a grilling apron or grill set holder.
No fire products for Father's Day.
My what is it? Using the thing you gave me.
Yeah, grilling apron.
Still using it.
What's that?
You should.
One you gave me. One you had on.
As long as it's made from Kevlar.
Did you use that on the boat before?
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you use it? Do you grill steaks on it?
Yeah, I grilled some chicken last night.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought three more tanks.
Good.
Tanks.
Yeah, what?
Walmart, I think.
Yep.
Favorite vacation, Dad? What was the favorite vacation you got?
What, now?
Whenever.
All
right. How about then and then now? So you would have different vacations. So you're thinking in your youth you would have a different favorite vacation spot than now.
Vacation growing up in Tiverton, we were at the beach.
Uh-huh.
So that was it.
So you like Hell's Beach. Is that what you like?
Going on vacation would have been going to New Hampshire.
So you like New
going
Hampshire?
Going to Benson's Animal Farm in New Hampshire.
The big gorilla.
So what's your favorite? What is your favorite? You just get named the three. You said the beach, then you said New Hampshire, then you said Benson's Animal Farm. If you can have one.
Yeah, Benson's used to be.
Benson's, Grinnell's right Beach, there in or
Hudson,
the Animal
Nashua.
Farm.
And going to Benson's Animal Farm was a really favorite away amusement park. Yeah, I mean, even Canopy Lake when we did that. Mm-hmm. Or even going down to Six Flags.
So the amusement
Six
box.
Flags came mm-hmm.
So what Hershey. Would be your personal favorite, Dad?
Hershey Park.
Yeah. Hershey Park awesome. With you guys.
Yeah, it was fun. You sat in the car though, for that, didn't you?
Huh?
That was excellent.
You sat in the car, didn't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I had to get
that's
away.
That's your favorite vacation. You sat in the car.
I had to get away from you and your cousin
with the seven
so
wooden roller coasters.
How was that your favorite vacation? If you sat in the car,
you read a book
because you had peace and quiet. You read the paper.
Going to Hershey Park. I've been there. I went there with you, and I also went there with Katie and Christina and their family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our friends from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So we did. It used to be called Great Adventures,
Great Adventure with the
Six Flags and the. Did we go to Safari there? I did the. Safari
I've been to the Safari
that.
On my own. I don't think I went with you.
Yeah. We did the Safari there too.
That's a great spot. Yeah. I think they still have that, no? They don't have that at the Six Flags anymore in Jersey?
I think
Great
so.
Adventure? It was great.
I think it's still there.
Uh-huh. I remember my grandmother and grandfather had postcards for that, and they had gone in the 70s, and I was always like, wow, that place
great
looks
Adventure.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, all right. So, so best vacation spot now, Dad. What would you want to do now? So, you have anywhere to go in the world. What would you like to see that you haven't seen yet?
I'd actually like to go to the... To China or Japan.
Japan.
An Asian country because I've never been there.
Yeah?
I've been from Hawaii to Rome.
Would you want to do the tour or would you like to wander on your own?
Probably, if you get older, do a tour. I mean, I always wanted to go to Egypt, but not anymore.
No. Egypt's kind of dumpy, isn't it? I've heard from people that it's pretty dumpy there. Like, it's very filthy.
There's a lot of poor people in Egypt. Cairo's always been a huge... What's Cairo got? 15 million people, 20... You know, just like Mexico City, they're huge.
Last I checked, yeah.
But everywhere you go, I mean, this terrorism is ruining everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere you go, you can't be afraid. You still got to go places and see things.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up. So here's my next question, Dad. What is the most frightening thing that you've had to deal with in life? What's the most frightening thing, if you'd like to share that in your years?
Well, the most frightening thing is I want to be here if... The car, which was driving toward Providence, west on 195.
I remember this.
In the passing lane, because I was riding my motorcycle back to Boston
when
I went to Boston University.
Tell them the whole story.
And as I came on to 195 East, so that's going to New Bedford, the road eventually exits to the west, right where... South Watupper and North Watupper Pond is.
Uh-huh.
And one night, and it had to be, sometimes I left even at midnight. I used to usually probably leave 10 or 11 o'clock.
This is real bad.
You know, going back on a Sunday. And all I remember is I was just about ready to make my change lanes into the passing lane to exit north on Route 24 to Boston, and I see this car come by in the passing lane going the other way, and that would have been the end of me.
So that was the most scared.
But I'm saying it happened so fast, it's like, it was like just, it's like a bad dream. You never know.
Right.
I realize I rode 3,300 miles in Europe on a motorcycle, and with Richard on the back, I rode 7,600 miles going to California and back.
Right.
And on both of those trips, the only time I ever went down, so here was the bike brand new, and the cobblestones, and I was familiar with cobblestone streets where there still were a few left in Fall River.
Uh-huh.
You know where all the cobblestones came from? Cobblestones, they called them.
Those Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
Cobbler?
Where?
The cobbler?
A lot of them. When we were growing.
Quarries is a good guess.
Cotton.
Yep.
If you go visit the Mississippi River, you'll see the river lined with cobblestones. All these stones were used as ballast when the ships were coming back from England to pick up more cotton. I mean, they brought manufactured goods from England, but as far as cotton, which was loaded in places like Memphis, Tennessee, which is right on the Mississippi, that's what you see the Mississippi. I said, where'd they get all these rocks? And the answer is...
No, they got them from...
It was ballast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And what happens to them when it rains on cobblestones? They get real shiny, and you can just go right over or skid in the rain.
Yeah.
It's not like asphalt or concrete, which tend to be porous, and there is some braking power.
What would you say your favorite road would be?
My favorite
asphalt
road?
Or crushed shells?
Oh no!
Cobblestone?
I like asphalt.
You like asphalt.
Concrete roads, when they built the interstate highway systems in the 50s, some of the contractors, especially like in the Midwest, they used concrete. And it costs more and lasts longer. But the problem is you got to have the heat between the concrete for the expansion and contraction. And that's what you hear. Thump. Well, you went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Have you driven?
Thump, 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 and everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, all the thumps all the time.
Yep.
So there's nothing like a brand new asphalt repaved road, like driving part of 128 now. It's all been redone, and it's beautiful.
How much you think an asphalt road, say just 10 miles of an asphalt road, two lanes would
be? I know the answer to that question.
Actually. Do you?
Yes,
all right, what is it?
How much?
$830,000 every 2 inches.
What? Yep. $830,000
every 2 inches.
I don't think it's that expensive.
Wow.
Sure it is. Look it up. No, it's a statistic.
How much is it?
$830,000 every 2 inches.
That's based on what? The amount of work everybody puts into it?
No, that's based on everything. That's based on tearing it up, putting it back down. With the only three machines they have in Massachusetts, two of which are operational now, with a crew of 70 people on the drop site.
Dad's got one in his backyard next to the van.
Is that what the other one is?
You got the third machine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me think of another one. Well, how about favorite thing to do in the summer, Dad?
We can't say that in the air.
No? We can't?
Well, there used to be sailing.
Well, that was one of my questions, was talk about sailing. So instead of that, sell me something else that is a favorite thing to do in the summer. What is a man of advancing age like to do in the summer? What do you like to do in the summer now?
Go to Newburyport.
Get some background.
Just went to Plum Island.
Well, you just went to Plum Island, but is that what you like to do?
Well, that's what I like to...
Mile from my house, doesn't stop by.
We climbed, there's a nice beach there, the first one. You get in for free when you get your $10 lifetime senior pass.
Plum Island's 65. Nice, yeah.
And the tower that's down the, about 2.5 miles down the road. So we went up there and watched the sunset.
Tell me about your earliest sailing adventure. When was the first time you went out on a sailboat?
Charlie LaRue.
Was it Charlie LaRue or was it something different?
No. It was with Charlie LaRue and the Toulins. They had a sailboat called the Hobo Moco.
The Hobo Moco?
The Hobo Moco.
What did that mean?
That was out of North Tivit and Yakima.
Probably an Indian name, Hobomoko.
Okay. Hobomoko.
Because we went on to the Indian class and, you know, Matoka, Sachem, Sioux, you know, all Indian names.
Moko is Japanese, actually.
It is? Hobomoko?
It says Moko is Japanese.
He knows that, Pope.
Yeah, but I don't think Hobomoko could be a Japanese word.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll look it up. The Hobomoko. And
S-A-S-C-H.
And where did you go sailing? Where'd you go again?
Probably around the Tiverton Basin. The new Tiverton Yacht Club has been rebuilt. It burned down about 2013, I think.
Okay.
It's been rebuilt.
Would you want to go sailing again? Are you pretty much done with it? Why not go on a cruise? We've been talking about that. Why not take a cruise?
A cruise?
Yeah.
It's an idea. Cruise.
It is an idea.
Would be nice.
Yeah. So you'd like to go to Alaska? There's a new place.
I haven't been there.
There's still time.
I know.
You want to go to Alaska? I think you should do it. Yeah. How about the most important phone call you've ever received? What was the most important phone call you've ever received?
I've never talked to...
Mine was tonight when you told me you were lost on the way here.
Was it lost? That GPS wasn't reacting right until I got closer.
Oh, you can't remember a phone call off the top of your head?
The most important... Well, probably the most important phone call of my life. I mean, you get a letter when you get accepted to college, but it was fun getting a phone call saying you got the job. You
know, wow.
There's been a few of those.
All right. Yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
So...
Those are always nice. Yeah.
Right.
Those are good.
If you get a job and manage to keep it for a few years.
Well, now two days, is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember an important phone call. When we were at Cape Canaveral, 10 miles away, it was the third day of the launch and we were going to take off that day. And he made the phone call that they were actually launching and they had a 2-hour countdown. That was great.
That was actually pretty fun, seeing the shuttle go up.
I took six shots
before
we
got
in the sky.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, Senator DeGarn was all on that. I think he was a senator from Idaho or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about, here's a tough one, and you don't have to answer, you don't want to. How about greatest regret? What is something that you wish you had done and you hadn't done? Or you wish you had made a different choice? Greatest regret? Some insight for Father's Day.
Well, back in 1966, when I had my first job opportunity, I took the job. Well, the first job I took was the one in Taunton, and then I took the one with Honeywell in Boston. But I always remember what life might have been had I gone to Groton, Connecticut to build submarines with electric boat.
Wow. Building submarines?
Yeah.
Would they have given you a free one?
No.
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 But actually, what I can remember was my boss was going to be he was an MIT graduate, and he had his own private plane, just like Uncle Charlie had, and he liked to fly on weekends. But it would have been interesting, because that shipyard has been around a long time, and it's really been good. Still, and if you'd ever bought General Dynamics stock, that really took off. Honeywell stock. Went up some, but not much. So you never know. Just like people who go to work for Apple and Microsoft, you know, there's some people who really make out well. You know, and digital equipment was the same way. I never went to DEC, but if you went there and got in, you know, some people, you know, doing nothing for the rest of your life. I mean, one interesting thing is Coca-Cola was always a great stock. And during the Great Recession back in the 30s, there's some town in Florida where they went on a big click of everybody buying Coca-Cola stock.
It was St. Augustine, actually.
I don't think it's another town. It's a small town, what I've read about it.
Oh, the Springs one, something Springs?
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
But it's a small company. I mean, Coca-Cola's not doing much anymore, drinking sugary soft drinks is going out of style.
Still your favorite drink?
My favorite drink now?
Yeah.
It's no longer drinking Coca-Cola.
It's not?
Every day. No, I'm trying to stay away from the sugary soft
drinks. Yeah, but you still like it.
Yeah,
And, so calories out the window, health stuff out the window. What's your favorite drink?
Well, my favorite drink is probably my morning orange juice.
All right.
That I really like. I can't
say no, Jake. I told Angela.
Milk will never be my favorite drink. I can remember when I used to put coffee syrup in it as a kid.
Yeah,
coffee syrup in your orange juice in the morning. You must be from Fall River.
Well, if you come from Rhode Island, I think coffee milk is the state drink.
They still have the coffee time on the tables with the malt vinegar.
Coffee time, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Tyler's coffee syrup used to be in Rhode Island. Autocrat coffee syrup.
Yep.
Yeah, coffee syrup sort of taking the back seat here. Coffee
pretty much. Everybody goes to the Dunkin's and gets like a frozen drink for $6 now. Did you go through all your list of possible Father's Day gifts there, Eric? What else you got on there? I see a DIY bottle opener.
Yeah. I got a car. That's what I need. Hey, you know what's funny? We were at the North Shore Mall, and I see a Mercedes.
This is what he wanted.
Has really been making inroads.
Eric, come on.
So there was a Mercedes.
What's the Mercedes? $100,000
with a sticker price of $122,000.
Uh huh.
And you know,
what color was it, Dad?
Silver.
It was actually white.
White.
A white Mercedes for $122,000.
I didn't send you that thing about from the '50s. You know, we used to have all these variety of colors for cars back in the '50s.
Right.
And now we're sort of all we got left is black, white, you know,
gray,
silver,
blue, and
gray.
Silver.
Steel colored.
Yeah, I was surprised there weren't more greens when I went looking too. I like a nice emerald
green. If
Ginny's
listening, she's so disappointed that we don't have a green car.
Yeah, but the blue is a beautiful car.
But what did she say when you said what about a white Mercedes?
I like the green too, but
the problem is the blue is they spot all the time. I'm going back to
everything spots all the time.
To when I bought that Nissan Black Altima from Eric.
Yeah,
and Katie used it, and it was always spotted.
Spotted.
So we're going through the pollen season.
My car looks nice for 2 days at a time.
This is
exactly.
So white guy problems right now.
So what about the downgrade from the Mercedes Benz to the Honda?
To think of it, you can buy 600 or Accords for the price
six
of
to
the
one.
Get another.
The list price of the
one. You can buy us all.
What do you think about like the Jay Leno with the garage of stuff versus Jerry Seinfeld?
Look at
the garage of stuff.
Have you ever seen Jay Leno visit? He's a black comedian and he wears bow ties. And he's got a warehouse of Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him?
I don't remember offhand.
He's got camper buses just like the 1971 I've got.
Yeah.
And the one with all the windows went for like $130,000.
63 or 64. Yeah.
So the thing's in the backyard rusting away, and conceivably it could be worth $100,000 in its mint.
Pimp Dad's ride.
Store, just like the Gabriel Iglesias? GTO.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big guy? This guy. Yeah, because there he is with Jay Leno.
That's the one with the VW bus.
Yeah.
He's
now I don't think that's him. Is that him?
No, that's him.
That's Jay Leno.
He looks different. He's usually got a bow tie on. All right. He's just shaking his hand.
Well, I don't know what's going on now.
So, Dad, let's talk about...
He says he was on Leno's garage.
What about the Mercedes Benz, Chris?
What about it?
That's okay.
You getting one?
It was $122,000. Where'd you see it?
It's going to outlast me.
So is that the final purchase? So why didn't you get a green car?
There you go.
You didn't have to get a Honda Accord.
Why
didn't
you get the Mercedes? The only green car that was new basically
was a Toyota, right?
Yeah.
And there was a Civic that was green.
Basically was a
Honda Civic was green.
No, there's a Toyota Corolla green one.
Yeah.
But I don't want that.
There was a Civic, but I don't think it was a 2017.
I want more meat behind me for the rear end collision.
There you go.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
Yeah. When
sit the wife in the back
when
seat.
The front of the Honda Civic got shaved, that's the only accident I've been in and walked away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But when a Jeep Cherokee hits a Honda Civic, it's not much of a match. You notice all the crash tests are all with comparable cars hitting at 30 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when the $122,000 Mercedes hits a Toyota?
I don't know.
It's not worth $122,000 anymore, that's for sure.
I won't be trying it.
It's a waste of $15,000.
Let's take a little break. We'll be back in a moment. It is time travel here with you till 9 p.m. It is the Father's Day show. My father is here, and my two brothers are here, and Angela is here with me. My name is Chris Earle, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Springs.
That's great. You people have to work for a living. We don't. Here's why. I got equipment and a van, and I want to start a band with
that is money.
Yeah. Sure. I'll pick out a shiny new guitar and a girl to do PR with
that is money.
Ooh, boy. Listen, I got a house in Malibu, 16 tracks out by the pool.
That is money.
You know what? We won't practice every day, but we'll make it anyway with
that is money.
Sure we will. Once we've bought up every seat with
daddy's money.
You can get what you want.
Ooh, it's so easy.
Sure it is. When your pockets, are stuffed with daddy's.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's 91.5 FM on your radio dial. It is the Father's Day show. I've had my dad on here a number of times. I've been on for close to 10 years now. You can't hear me?
Not working.
Sure.
What do you mean?
We can hear you.
Has your hearing gone in between between the song and now? What happened?
What happened?
Oh, okay.
There
you go. Can you hear yourself?
Are we on?
Testing.
Yeah,
one, two,
we're
three.
On.
Where are we? What are we talking about?
We are at WMFO in Medford, and we're talking about Father's Day.
91.5 FM.
Right.
Freeform radio.
So, I'll program that before I leave to the car.
Yeah, you should. Get rid of Javi Carr and put your son on your radio.
Every once in a while, I listen to Howie.
Yeah. Jeez.
You're supposed to be listening to your son on Freeform
radio. That's not fair. No. I've only had mine here once. She probably feels terrible. You've been on like 10 times. You don't even listen to me.
You just said you could park your Mercedes in the driveway.
I have a very highly rated show here in the Medford-Boston area. I was going to ask, Dad, how about sharing a story about your own father here on Father's Day? Why don't you share us a nice story about your father, maybe a memory of something that we don't know? Nice opportunity to share a story about your father, maybe a little bit of insight or what he was like, maybe a fond memory of what you did with him on his days off when he wasn't working. What do you think?
I got one you told me about Uncle Charlie taking the...
Well, what was interesting was he was 30 years older than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, and had four children. So basically, in his last days, he was a high school teacher at Durfee High School in Fall River for 21 years. And then he got drafted back into World War II because he was a a merchant seaman because he'd been a navigator on a destroyer and the tanker in World War One. So they don't care how many kids you had for World War Two. If you needed bodies, you got drafted. So here he was. So we really didn't see much of him in the days during World War Two. And I was born in 1943, and after. I don't know if I've ever showed you, we still have some postcards from him when he'd be in, like, Poland. So one time, I have a postcard from him, from Danzig, Poland.
Uh-huh.
And he's completed a trip where he's noted that they're carrying 1,000 cows from Canada to Poland so the children will have milk.
Right.
Okay. If you think about wars and what happens as the war goes on, right, all the animals get killed.
Yeah.
You know, the invading armies and the warring armies, they're eating everything, you know, like the Civil War, Sherman's March to the Sea. Everything you ran into, you ate. Hogs, cattle. That's how you feed the army. So I've got those postcards, but one of the vivid memories was they used to call him T2 Tankers, and he was going to Venezuela. He had made 42 voyages to Europe and South America.
Uh-huh.
And I've still got it in my mother's diary. It's 1948. I'm 5 years old, and with my brother and sister, we... the Mount Hope Bridge that goes from Portsmouth, Rhode Island, over to Bristol, Rhode Island, on the way to Newport. We walked out to the middle of the bridge because we used to call him Papa, not Dad. He was going down the river, headed out to sea to Venezuela in the T2 Tanker.
Wow.
And I can so vividly remember seeing him on the bridge walking, pacing.
Did he see you?
And he waved at us. Yeah. It's above. It's, you know, it was a high bridge.
So but where were they stationed at? Where are they coming out of?
It was, well, he you know, when you're a merchant seaman, you just sign onto a ship in some port.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of times it's like airline pilots.
Right. And you just kind of show up and go to work.
Yeah, they go on one trip, Venezuela, and wherever the ship's going next. Sometimes you're going with it, and sometimes you're going back, and somebody else is coming on.
Yeah.
So versus a lot of merchant seamen don't have permanent allegiance to any ships.
Was he a singer? Being a sailor, did he know some sea shanties?
He played a ukulele and he'd sing.
Really?
Yeah, and he used to, the old farmhouse we lived in had a front door and a back door, and he used to walk back and forth between it was probably about 40 feet between the front door and the back, and he always used to walk back, and he'd be talking to himself. And when we were little and our friends were visiting, he'd say, "Who's your father talking to?" And we'd say, "He's talking to himself. He's walking the bridge."
Uh-huh.
That's what you do on a ship. And one thing you do to stay awake is you talk to yourself.
Okay.
You know, just like driving. I mean, I think everybody who's been driving and you're really tired and you're nodding off, the one thing you can do, you can turn the radio up. But better than that is turning the radio off and just talking and yelling to yourself, singing to yourself, whatever you want to do. Screaming to yourself, saying, staying alive, don't drive off the highway.
Why don't you just pull over and take a nap?
Well, it all depends on where you're going.
That's true. Yeah.
Because when my mother was in a nursing home in Rhode Island, I'd go down and visit her on a Sunday, and I wouldn't even leave till 3 in the afternoon. It used to take an hour and a half to get down there, and sometimes I'd stay real late.
146.
And the next thing I'd be on the way home, and I go into the Dunkin' Donuts and get a coffee, and I don't really drink coffee that much, but I can remember getting up to 128, and here's an interesting thing. I pulled over at Highland Road.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be, what was the name of the restaurant right off the road there? It was a Howard Johnson long ago.
Rogers.
Yeah, right on the right, if you get off at Highland Avenue. And what I remember, here's a tip for you. I had my trusty 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola in the car, and this was probably midnight. I'd stayed with my mother too long at the nursing home to start the trip home, and I pulled into that restaurant, which was now closed, to park, and two cops came in to see me. And I said, I'm fine. I said, you've been drinking? And I said, yeah, my can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Now realize you're on a private...
Giving them sass.
If on a private restaurant parking lot. As soon they waited, they parked two young guys, you know, working the midnight shift.
Oh, or, that's right, because you're in a private lot. Is. They can't pull
as
you over.
As soon as you drive out of that parking lot back on
the
public road, they were sitting there waiting. And all I'd had was my can of Coke. And you know, I don't drink.
You have a little rum in it?
Drink it.
You have a little rum in it, the captain?
No rum, no nothing in it. But I stopped and I got my bum right
captain.
Foot. And I had to, you know, what do they say? Don't slur and do your...
Oh, yeah. I had to go through it.
ABCs, or I'll walk with one foot right in front of the next one.
Yeah.
So I passed that and I was on my way. But remember, if you're really intoxicated and you've pulled into a private parking lot...
Right.
Just stay there and sleep for the night.
Because yeah, the owner has to come
and get
you.
Move on.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to do.
Good idea.
That's
some great fatherly advice,
they're
actually.
They're going to be waiting on the public road as soon as you get there.
There you go, tough students.
And if
you're boozing it up, pull into a public parking lot.
And I actually was driving down the public road to go back to Highland Road, which sort of goes east. You got to go east a little bit before you can turn around to come back to 128.
Uh-huh.
But that was my one lesson. And these guys are going to hang out, especially guys, you know, the young guys on the night shift working police details. They got nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, all right. So we went from your father to a little rum and Coke on the side of the road.
Only Coke.
What else? What was he? Was he a snappy dresser? I would assume he was a snappy dresser. He was a merchant marine. Went to Harvard.
Basically, I have my father was the... there was a daughter followed by three sons of a Baptist ministers, Charles Clifton Earle. And he lived to be 93, his father.
Mm-hmm.
But preachers weren't wealthy people. And
that's for sure.
He was born in Philadelphia, and his father ended up at a church in Worcester, and he went to Worcester Academy. Then he was at a church in Boston. I think it was like the Roxbury Baptist Church or something. And he went to Roxbury Latin School for a while. And then he was living in Dorchester, the family was, in a multi-family in Dorchester. But he was smart, and he got into Harvard. But he wasn't one of the wealthy people at Harvard. The class of 1912, of which he was a member, is the same class as Joseph P. Kennedy, the father of President Kennedy. And I have a 1937 picture, the 25th reunion at the Western Country Club, and my father and a bunch of them, this is summertime, they're sitting down one end of the big portrait, dressed in open white shirts,
mm-hmm.
and you can see Joseph P. Kennedy and a bunch of the other ones dressed in, this is summertime, vested suits. I don't even think we had air conditioning at the Western Country Club in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like looking at the old pictures when you see women all dressed up with long dresses. They just sweated inside all of them. I mean, you just had to do it. You know, as much as you think about
it. Have you seen the picture?
People are walking around
sweating.
In shorts now.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that's how life was. You know, mm-hmm. just like wearing, you know, a top hat, a fedora. I mean, people were wearing.
I think I brought up this fact last time when you were in here. You know when the hat fashion ended?
In the 50s.
It ended pretty much when John F. Kennedy became president because he didn't like wearing hats.
So
all of a sudden the style ended and people stopped wearing hats.
Right, yeah, my father.
Isn't that interesting?
And men went bald.
So Trump wears baseball caps, you think he'll come back?
I remember people in the 50s. I can remember the Stan Zamuda. He had an Indian too, and he lived in Fall River. And I never saw his
Indian
father without a hat on. You know, a lot of men.
Like a real Indian.
A lot of men, as soon as they went bald, they wore their hats all the time.
Yeah.
You'd never see him without a hat on.
No.
And even now, you still see. You know.
I wish the hat came back. Russ has got the hat tonight. What do you got? Is that the pork pie hat? What do you call that? That is an Italian cap. That's a Scally hat. Yeah, yeah.
Like a Boston hat.
Like a Scally bread.
A
Harley, yeah.
You can have Scally bread in your Scally hat. Angela, fan of the hats? Yes and no. You like hats? Yeah.
She likes the
hats. I think hats are kind of dapper. You know? Especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I should wear a ladies' hat?
I can remember, especially Easter Sunday, ladies wore a hat all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember your mother going out and getting a hat.
And they had flowers
and
stuff, right?
I used to get a hat every Easter.
So I'm talking about... when's that? Yeah. You know, 66. 66, 67. Yeah.
Eric's got the North Face hat on tonight.
Based on the North.
What's with the North Face? Like, how come you wear it and it's on your back? I never got it. What do they do that for? Is it just a fashion thing? So why don't you wear that and the logo's on the back of the hat or something?
Because usually you're pointing north, aren't you?
To your back? Your back's facing north?
Your back's
north?
Always to the south, right?
But when you have those, like,
face
North Face, you got a North Face,
west,
like, vest, right?
And
but the North Face icon is on the back. I never understood it. I'm like, you got your shirt on backwards. And then I realized it was all part of the thing. The hat's not backwards, though.
That's a question.
Yeah, the North Face. I don't know. It's supposed to be some hiker thing, and I got like this, you know, person I'm working with weighs 300 pounds. I'm like, you ain't a hiker. What are you wearing the North Face for?
He likes the five-season tent.
Yeah. Dad, but more of a hiker or a camper? What did you like doing more? Camping?
Camping, yeah.
Yeah. What was the best place to go camping?
Bar Harbor was nice.
Bar Harbor in Maine? Yeah. Is that Maine?
Yeah.
Where's Bar Harbor?
Going up there.
I don't know Maine very well.
Bar Harbor. Well, yeah. You've never been to Arcadia National Park?
Been to Arcadia?
Nah.
It's a beautiful park.
No.
That's where we went before.
Right.
Yeah, we went there the 70 bus. You weren't born until 71. So.
Well, how could I go if you went without me?
Yeah, we did.
We made a couple trips.
How am I supposed to go if you went without me? Yeah. Arcadia National Park? No. Should I go?
There, yeah.
You went.
Arcadia is nice. They do.
I came out of.
They
Arcadia
do a great
National
July
Park.
4th fireworks over the harbor
that
there.
Summer.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. July 4th fireworks.
Oh yeah. I've been up to Bar Harbor.
Yeah.
I haven't been. I haven't been over there. That looks fun.
You didn't go to the park?
Are you looking at Booth Bay or Bar?
I'm looking at Bar Harbor.
You didn't ride the carriage roads?
No.
John G. Rockefeller's carriage roads?
I haven't done any of this.
The Rockefeller roads.
They built
the
roads.
The Cranberry Isles, it says?
Yeah.
Oh, that was his personal.
Yeah, Northeast Harbor.
What?
They built the road so they could go for horse and carriage rides.
I've never been to this
with
place.
With all the loud gasoline-powered cars came on the road.
Maine's far. You go up there, you go all the way up to the top. Yeah, like, jeez, 10 hours.
Yeah, Cadillac Mountain. You never sit on Cadillac Mountain and
Never done any of that.
Watch the sunrise.
You telling me this is the best place in Earth and it's like 3 hours from me? I've never been.
That's one of the nice places.
Yeah.
I mean, we had fun. We had fun going to Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Niagara Falls was cool. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I went there on my own. I went to Canada side and the American side.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls is nice.
Yeah, you run over to Canada, the Canadian side is great.
What is it? ID? It was PSA?
No, station ID.
Oh, station ID. No, station ID is fine. It's 5:05, 8:37.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. 855-915-WMFO. So, Dad, you're telling me I got to go to Bar Harbor, Maine, one of the best places to go on vacation. I've never been there. I've never even heard of it, I don't think.
Actually, you remember my fake ID?
It was from Booth Bay Harbor.
Booth Bay Harbor.
Yeah, 11507.
Booth Bay's nice.
Windermere Meadows.
So I took, I was original, I took our old Texas address, and I put it on a fictitious ID from Roxbury. And at 18 years old, I was drinking scorpion bowls at the, what was that place in Barica? The Chinese... The Chinese restaurant.
Oh, the Jade Pacific, or the Wulu.
Must have been Wulu.
Yeah.
Older, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, worked like a charm.
Yeah.
Worked
they
like
don't
a charm.
Care.
11507 Windermere Meadows.
They don't
Booth
care.
Bay
they just
Harbor.
Give you. You got a pulse, and you got an ID, and you get a scorpion bowl.
Yeah. And I had a nice drink, Fu Manchu, like funky voodoo.
The Dr. Funk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is 4.5 hours from me. That's pretty far. You know, that's a good ride.
Chris has already planned his vacation.
I am. I'm going to Bar Harbor this weekend.
Skip of the Vineyard.
Yeah, the main turnpike gets you there quick. But the scenic route is going Route 1 all the way, which is fun.
Takes 3 days.
No, I did. We did do that, actually. When we went up and visited our friends. up in Jonesboro, I think we were. Right, we were way up there.
Yep, yeah.
And we took Route 1 back, and we went, and it was pretty awesome, actually. It just took forever.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. We're tired when we got home. But, yeah, so maybe I'll do that. See? That's new news, Dad. I didn't know that. Did you ever go to the Finger Lakes out west?
The Finger Lakes?
Green Mountain and Finger Lakes?
That's New York. It's nice.
New York.
Yeah.
We went there. Yeah. We went there, and after Niagara Falls, we came back via the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, we went there for the wine party. We were 30, right?
We did Lake George, right?
Lake George is fun, yeah. Yeah, we went there, and we got our picture on the Olympic stands. Yeah, it's pretty neat. No, it was interesting. I was in New Hampshire the other day in like a pawn shop, and they had a 1996 Coca-Cola Olympic giant banner, and I meant to pick it up, and I forgot. I'm like, that was the one Jason was in.
Got a whole bunch.
So I'm like, and they had a gigantic banner. I'm like, geez, I should grab that, you know, and give it to one of the Gales. As if I see Jason, give it to him, because he was actually in it. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I still got the Wheaties box from 1996.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Did you eat the Wheaties?
I got all the little Coca-Cola boxes.
The Wheaties.
The price goes when you don't have the Wheaties in it, you know.
Yeah.
From a collector's standpoint.
Yeah.
You have to save it.
I remember turning in whatever they were, like the proof of purchases for the Kung Fu
box
medal.
Tops.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably in the 70s, early 70s. And I had the Kung Fu medal from, it must have been.
Kung Fu medal.
When would that be? Probably 76.
Mm-hmm.
What's that you got?
Yeah, because I was
Nice. Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, this is...
Hey, so you're going to sail? Your boat going to be in the water? Go see the sail?
Eric's a sailor, too.
I hope so. I'll be sailing.
You should do the Merchant Marine thing.
1996. I might be bailing.
Go to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Dad can wave to you out in the bridge when you're leaving. That would be a nice little turn of events.
I won't make it far, but I'll try.
I love being out in the water. I don't know what it is. Some people love it and some people don't. I find it very mesmerizing.
I always think a lot of people don't like it. People who can't swim.
People can't swim,
Swim.
Your life expectancy goes down.
Drowning.
Yeah, people your life expectancy goes down like really high as soon as you hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like the odds of you dying as soon as you hit the water, it goes down like huge when you go onto a boat because you're surrounded by, you know, by water, and especially if you can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it so mesmerizing, and that's why people love the beach. I mean, I think we crawled out of the sea, and that's why everybody loves the beach. Everybody wants to go back in, you know? Remember when you used to take your shirt off and wander around in your burgundy pants?
we were talking about that before you got here.
Yeah, do you still have them?
And the blue ones.
Yeah,
and then your mother bought all those for me.
Yeah,
yeah, they were. I know people used to say to me, "Where'd you get those?" I was still using them until they wore out.
Well, I said those were like your fire pants. We were talking about your fire pants earlier.
In the end, they were my working on the car pants.
We used to go down to Graham Earl's, I remember, and you'd have a fire, and you'd look for anything to burn. You'd be going in the garage, you'd be like in the tool shed, and like just burning stuff all day.
Yeah.
And you'd have your shirt off with the burgundy pants on, wandering around.
Yeah,
and we would tend to the fire. Right. We'd be throwing stuff in there. And Eric threw in, what did you throw in? You threw in like
a spray can,
and it burst. It
blew up,
and it hit Daddy.
I didn't know anything.
I remember. You're screaming.
As long as you don't throw a propane cylinder in.
Oh my God. That's like a bomb.
Yeah, that's what they take.
That's what they do in Syria, I think. They're throwing down tanks. They're throwing like bombs down like giant tanks. Some people, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember that time. That was a pretty fearful time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I lit the yacht on fire once too. I remember that. I had some experience with gasoline.
I was pouring it off the roof of the shed.
Oh, around the tools, around
Chris
the.
Chris was writing his name on the lawn in gasoline.
Yeah. And lit it on fire.
I jumped off the roof with an umbrella.
Yeah.
I jumped off the roof with an umbrella from the tool shed.
What, on Bruce Street?
No, when we were down Graham Earl's. Down in Tiverton.
They caught him, man.
Yeah. You were unsupervised when you were burning trash.
You were burning trash.
You were burning trash.
Your 5-year-old son's writing his name in gasoline and jumping off the garden tool shed.
Yeah, but the only way you could do that if you poured the gasoline in and throw the match down.
Yeah. Well, the other thing was, remember when we threw the brick of firecrackers down the well? Like, we used to throw all kinds of things down that well. Yeah. There had to be a couple people down in a while.
Gasoline down
there. Oh, we had all kinds of stuff. Cliff used to throw stuff down there.
I threw tan down there once.
Tan went down in the well.
80 packs?
Yeah.
That's a brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you had them. No, you had them. You had all the fireworks.
You keep them in your trunk all year.
1,124.
These were the South Carolina fireworks?
They must have been.
Loco Joe, you remember him?
Oh, Loco Joe. The Black Cats.
Somerton, South Carolina.
He's found with a board and a gas pedal.
Was that the name of the place?
Loco Joe. That's what we used to go see.
Yeah. Remember that? Loco Joe.
He's the last guy to have ball rockets
I still love going to south of the border. It's a big dump, but it's so much fun. Loco Joe died?
He found his car with a stick from the gas pedal to the seat in the woods.
No.
Whatever he did.
No.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died.
Should have blown him up.
He was the best.
Would have been awesome. He was the best.
Do you remember going to visit? Dad took us all the way to South Carolina to see the factory that had blown up in the remnants of the factory for 10
The fireworks factory?
Level.
What was it?
In Carolinas?
The last thing they showed was a guy with a cigarette. He put it to his face when you saw the light flash.
Yeah, in China.
That was it. No, 10 miles in South Carolina, leveled.
Oh, how about how about the favorite firework, Dad, that you bought? What did you used to like for fireworks? Just the firecrackers or what?
No, remember the cherry bombs.
I've always have a rocket. A rocket that would a spray, whatever.
What do you like to buy?
A rocket?
They were expensive.
Ones we did up in New England.
I noticed.
I like the Saturn batteries, the orange missiles. Those are awesome.
We got this local Clipper magazine in Massachusetts, right, where fireworks were illegal. And there's a big full page ads for
buy ball rockets.
Yeah, for Seabrook.
I remember that. Seaport.
For Seabrook now. Buy one, get one free.
Come and buy fireworks in a state that doesn't have them.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous that. It's still not legal here.
Billboards on the highway for the fireworks stores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though it's illegal in Massachusetts, they still publicize on the billboards. It's amazing.
That's crazy. You want to hear a song, Dad? How about a song? Would you like to hear something special for Father's Day?
I don't know.
What do you want to hear?
Jenny's probably listening. Play her song.
You want some Neil Diamond or something?
Neil Diamond. There we go. Loving the Rocks.
Love from the Rocks. About Play Me, a Cracklin' Rosie. Yeah. Brother Loves Traveling Show.
How about Duke of Earl?
You want the Duke of Earl? We got four Earls here. It's a pretty amazing feat. Let me say Gene Chandler. Let me say yeah, here we go. I'll play the Duke of Earl. And then we'll come right back. Time Travel's here with you until 9 p.m. and then on to town with Mikey D. Are we keeping you up, Dad? Am I bored? Was that a yawn?
Well, you're getting old. You have to have your naps.
We take a nap afterwards.
Dad's going to take a nap.
Well, the good news is you get to take us all out to eat.
Ah, there we go.
All right.
The
local bar.
This is the surprise.
The surprise is we're here and you're buying dinner.
Anything.
Yeah.
Last order of spice. Through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earl. We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I'm the Duke of Earl. So hey,
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow's still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children so. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, don't cry.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earl is here every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. On the Town with Mikey D is coming up next. A special Father's Day show. So Dad, you've been in here quite a few times. How would you rank the show? Was it good tonight? Was it all right? Was it just the same as usual? Is it better than, what's his name, Howie Carr, that you listen to?
Howie?
You
listen
to? It's better than 680
AM. I wasn't listening until I got here.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez. Isn't it? It's insulting. It's all right.
You
know what you like. Well, I got to respect that. What you like.
It just slipped my mind that it was an FM station as I was searching for an AM.
You've been here for 10 years with me.
WFMO.
It's right, WMFO.
WMFO.
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio, yeah. Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, home, I don't have to know.
Massachusetts.
I can only listen on the computer, so I never pay it. I only pay attention to WFMO.
WMFO.
Medford, Mass.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
So any parting words of wisdom on Father's Day? What would you like to tell all the new fathers out there? Anybody who's a new father this year? What advice could you offer?
What advice?
To the new fathers out there.
Let's see. Let's
very
see.
Briefly.
The new fathers, yeah. Remember, in fact, coming over, happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, forget, happy life.
Right. Happy wife, happy life. Words of wisdom.
Yeah,
a
right. Back. Yeah. And make sure you change those diapers. Give her a break.
change the diapers and have a turkey
I would
dinner
say
from time to time.
In my whole life now, my three sons who are here and my daughter, my wife never came home to a dirty diaper.
There you go.
That's
go.
Why.
That's words of wisdom.
Never.
What if I go incontinent? Will you change me?
I am.
Can I move in?
I know.
Get some adult diapers?
adults, yeah, it depends.
Starting to have GI problems.
Especially if you get the Mercedes, guys.
But Yeah, that's just it. Dependable.
Yeah.
I mean, my dependability in life is 110%.
Well.
See, I even made it here, even though it was a few minutes late.
That's obviously. All right. No, it's fine. So happy right Father's Day. And you didn't know that all three of us would be here. And you also, Angela was along for the ride. Thank you, Angela, for putting up with a lot of Earl tonight.
Yeah, right.
A lot of Earl tonight. This is quite a feat having all of us in the studio
in one
together.
Room at four Earls. That's a feat by itself.
And well, thank you to Eric and to Russ and to Angela and my father Paul. And my name is Chris Earl. We'll be back next week from 5 to 7 p.m. Time Travels here with you every Wednesday night. I'm going to leave you with some Johnny Cash, and it's a little bit of preaching. I'm going to leave you with Johnny Cash. It's called "The Man Comes Around." Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Happy Dad's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you.
Good night.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound.